praise.
Well, I'm so thankful for Pilgrim Camp and the effect that it's had on so many lives. I know many of you. Some of you I don't know, but I know that you're here because the Lord has drawn you here. And the Lord works here, doesn't he? He works in your life. He works in the lives of those that we love, those around us. And he's been so faithful. This year in the village, we're going to take a look at the life of Daniel and go through some of pretty much the first half of Daniel. And when I was preparing for this, one of the things that struck me, because you read books like Daniel so often, right? If you read your Bible every day, once a year, you go through the Bible. A lot of us do that sort of thing. You read passages over and over again in your life, and you just can't help but take things for granted. But I was really struck by Daniel's life and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and those guys, and how they hear these captives. They're taken from Israel. Prior to this time, they had been living on the promises that this is the promised land, this is what God gave us, and yeah, everything's going to heck all around us. But you know, this is our land, and I think we're going to be okay. And they weren't okay. They were taken captive. And if you read about how the Assyrians treated their captives, it was quite brutal. Interesting how some things in humankind have not changed over the thousands of years. The brutality that man inflicts on man. But I think about these Israelite captives, their whole world crashed in. Where is God? Where is our people? Where are we going? Other people are being moved in. I'm moving to a different land. I don't know where I can live. And if you've been a Christian for a while, and if you've been alive on the planet for as long as I have, maybe not quite as long as I have, you'll know things have changed since you were a child. And it's amazing to me how much it's changed. And it continues to change. And some things may be good, but we are definitely drifting from our roots, and we know that. So did the Israelites back then. And one of the things that I thought was really what caught my attention was the plight of these Israelites. There were prophets at the time saying, hey, don't worry. In 2 years, we're going to be back in Jerusalem, and everything's going to be moved back, and God is going to strike these Babylonians, and we'll be living free, and we'll be living just like we used to under God's blessing. And so just have faith. We're going to be there. And Jeremiah sends a message to them. That's all lies, guys. It's not true. God's not going to take you back. God's not going to do. But here's what you should do. And so I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. But what Jeremiah says is mind-blowing. You kind of want to be by yourself. Like, oh, just us Christians, we're going to gather together. We're going to be here at Pilgrim Camp. Let the U.S. go to wherever it needs to. But if we're here, we're good here. He says, no. Go out. Work. Be a blessing. Be a benefit. Pray for Babylon. It's such a different call. And that's the call to all of us. The call, that Great Commission, is just another way of saying that. It's just go out, be a blessing to those. You don't assimilate, but you're in there. You connect with people, have friends, talk to them, let them know about the light. And that's, I feel, so needed in this world. We need that more and more. And sometimes I feel like I'm beating the same old drum in my head. I think I've said this like in previous years, but it's still ever true. So much is changing, and yet we need the Lord. And we can't do it in and of ourselves. We need the Holy Spirit to do that. And the Holy Spirit needs to work in us and make us ready and make us willing and put us in that place where we can humbly serve those that are around us, whether they're believers like us, but especially those that are not, right? That's the call. So we're pilgrims in this strange land. We're traveling through, but as we travel through, we bless and we serve and we work and we help and we get alongside those that are lost. And through that connection, they get to know a little bit more about the Lord. They get to know, like, what's different about you? What's different about me? And so this is a training period, I feel, for some of our young boys as they come up. One of the conversations that Brother Ernie and I have every time that we come together the first time, hey, how are the Giants going to be this year? And every year we kind of It's kind of the same, right? We're excited. It's going to be a great year. It doesn't matter that we lost almost every game last year or the year before, and that is probably going to happen this year too. But hey, it's exciting. But I feel like, but training camp, football training camp is starting soon. And so I'm excited to, I'm going to have a chance to actually go out and see the players one morning after camp season is over for us. And we're going to just see some of those players and see them play. And for them, it's kind of lighthearted and it's kind of fun and they're showing off and this and that. But there comes a time where it's for those professional players where it's the real deal. And it's no more time to show off and sign autographs and do those kinds of things, but the battle has begun. And in that world, the other team is just as eager to defeat you as you are to defeat that team. And it's not quite the same parallel that we have as believers. We are on the winning team. But there is training that needs to take place. We need to be ready, right? We need to be ready. And so it's my prayer tonight. I was just thinking about that song that Brother Ernie started with. It's that need, that touching the hem of the garment. We need that step of faith. We need to reach out. Lord, this is beyond me. We're prepared. All the lessons have been set up. All the videos that we're going to show that tie into those lessons are ready to go. We know who's saying what, when. But we need the Lord. Without that, it's useless. And so tonight it's my prayer that we, that the Lord really meets us tonight and that he prepares our hearts, whether it's us as counselors, whether it's you if you're on the staff. I know some of you have a big responsibility. I'm thinking of my sister Rachel. Wow, head waitress. I'm praying for you. We all need each other, right? We all need each other. It's not just about the boys. It's about you guys, too, and the work that you do. And in the cottage, I pray for my wife with 23. It's 23 and me with her. And so we're just looking to the Lord tonight to continue the work that he's done throughout camp. I was so happy to be here during the first period and see what the Lord did for the girls and what a blessing that was and how the Lord poured out his spirit. But boy, we need that Holy Spirit. I need it. The counselors need it. And the boys need it. We need that baptism of the Holy Spirit, that infilling that will carry us through, that will enable us to be the people who God has called us to be. And so that's our call. And in a very simple way, the gospel message is such a clear gospel message. And that's going to be our theme song. We're going to sing our theme song for you tonight. You'll hear it on Sunday. You'll forget by then. And then we're going to sing that tonight. My faith has found a resting place. It's found a resting place, not in a device, not in a creed, but it's in the everlasting arms of Jesus. I have no other argument. I have no other plea. It is enough. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. And if we hold on to that, it's enough that he died and he died for me. That's all I need. That's all I need. And so tonight, that's our plea and that's our prayer. And so I'm going to ask my brother counselors to come on up, and if somebody can bring an extra book for me, or I'll look over somebody's shoulder.
Enough for me. Jesus saves, this ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to him, he'll never cast me out. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood. Jesus died, and that he died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. Jesus died, and that he died for me.
Amen. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, Let us sing together number 98 in the white book. Number 98. If you'd like to stand, we could do that as we sing 98. seats. And before we sing the last verse, this is probably more for the Watch Rock guests, but tomorrow morning we have table worship tomorrow morning. So bring your Bibles if you have one, if you'd like to, or bring your phone if that's where you find it. But table worship tomorrow morning. The bus tomorrow is supposed to arrive around 2 o'clock. And, of course, you want to be there and watch all the kids come off the bus and welcome them to Pilgrim Camp. And so don't go anywhere. Be here if you'd like to be around camp when the bus comes rolling in tomorrow afternoon at around 2. Now, one other announcement. This is important if you have a car. And especially it's important if your car is not in the parking lot yet. Don't go now, but right after the meeting, go move your car. If it's on the road, anywhere along the road, move it off into the lot, please. Tomorrow morning, starting at about 5:30, deliveries will come rolling into camp, and those trucks are rather wide, and you don't want your car damaged, and you want to make sure that we don't have to come looking for you at 5:30 tomorrow morning. And so I'd suggest you move the car tonight. And we're going to get off to a good start. Can't promise about how we're going to end up after this couple of weeks, but we're going to try to get early to bed, early to rise. Makes a counselor and a staff member healthy, wealthy, and wise. And so we're going to try to do that. We're going to adhere to that, at least tonight. But junior staff members, particularly junior staff members, don't forget there's a rule. Believe it or not, there's a rule in that book of 160 pages that you read when you were coming up here. There's a rule that says junior staff members lights out tonight by 11. And so try to adhere to it. It's for your own good. Then you won't have to sing about the weary song too many times if you get good rest starting tonight. Let's sing that last stanza.
All things are ready.